severe. This week is Parashas Bahaloscha. Bahaloscha is Haneros El Mul Pnei Hamlor Yerushavas Haneros. Question. Rashi begins by telling us, asking the question, Lama Nismucha Parashas Hamlor Parashas Nisim. Why is this Parashah juxtaposed to the end of the previous Parashah of the Nisim, the Chanukah HaMishkan, all of the Korbanos that the Nisim offered to inaugurate the Mishkan? So what does Rashi answer? When Aaron, the Nisim woman with his Nisim, oh, that's the outside? Close the door, maybe?
Close the door.
So Rashi answers, the reason why these two parashas are juxtaposed is because when Aaron saw the Nisim offer Korbanos to inaugurate the Mishkan, and he had no portion with them, he was saddened. So he would have chol shadaita, he would have chalish sadas. So what did Hashem say to Aaron? Aaron, what are you so upset about? I swear to you by your life, shalacha gedolah mishalachem, that your portion is greater than theirs. Shata madlik ubeitives haneros. You are going to be the one who's going to light, to kindle, and to prepare the neros. What's the obvious question? How does that satisfy Aaron? Just because he was Malik Medes HaNeros, how does that satisfy, how is that a satisfaction to Aaron HaKoyin? So I want to say a very simple idea. We have Machlekes in the Gemara as to the position, the location of the menorah. Was the menorah set up east to west, north to south? Let's learn simply that it was set up from east to west. And when you light the neros, the pasuk says that when Aaron light the neros, it's a very difficult pasuk. Rashi translates the pasuk in a very difficult way, that the six neros on the side should be tilted towards the center. And the Pnei HaMenorah means the center branch, and the six branches shall be tilted El Mul Pnei towards the center. The difficulty with this is that if that is correct, why then does it say Shivas HaNeros? It should say El Mul Pnei HaMenorah Yeiru Sheshes HaNeros, six Neros, not seven Neros. If the Rashi learns that the six neros on the side are going to be tilted towards the center ner, so the pasuk should conclude that the six neros shall be directed towards the middle ner, not el mul pnei hamenorah yeiru shivas haneros. This is a very great difficulty with the parish of Rashi. That's why other commentators, they learn different than Rashi, and they say it doesn't necessarily mean that they were directed towards the center. It means they were directed in the opposite direction. What is the mul pnei hamenorah? So, if the menorah was directed towards east-west, it means that when they're going to light, their light is going to shine towards the north. If the menorah is positioned along the southern wall, east-west, along the south, and they're being lit opposite to the opposite direction, so the neros are illuminating, they're casting their light towards the northern wall, right? If the menorah is on the south, wall, and the seven neros are, their light is going to be directed mul, in the opposite direction. The opposite direction of the southern wall is the northern wall. El mul pnei menorah. Here is the Mishkan, and here's the southern wall. So what's the mul of the menorah? What's facing the menorah? If the menorah is on the south, what's facing is the north. So it's going to cast its light towards the mul pnei menorah, towards the north. What is on the north side of the Mishkan, right opposite the menorah? The Shulchan. And indeed, you have numerous psukim in before that we learned that, is that the Torah says that the menorah shall be Noichach HaShulchan. There are other psukim. There are a few psukim that make this point. They make this point is the way you put them, the menorah shall be opposite. What does that basically mean? Is that the menorah, the light of the menorah is going to illuminate the bread. It's going to give lichtigkeit into the lechem haponim. It's the mul pnei hamenorah. Now let's take a step back. The Nisim offered korbanos. How does the Torah define a carbon? What's the terminology that is used in the Torah to refer to carbonos? Es lechem eloikechem heimakrivim. It says in Parashas Kedoshim that the Kohanim, they have an avoda to bring carbonos. And what is carbonos? The Kohanim are entrusted with bringing the lechem, the bread of their God. And from the context of the pasuk in Kedoshim, it's clear as day that we are referring to the carbonos. A carbon that you offer on the Mizbeach is called Hashem's bread. There's another type of bread that's in the Mishkan, and that is man's bread. And man's bread is the Lechem Haponim. It was given to the Kehanim to eat on Shabbos. The Lechem Haponim. Aaron witnessed the Nesim offer an elaborate Seder of Korbanos to inaugurate the Mishkan. The bringing of a carbon represents sacrifice. It represents the ultimate sacrifice. I'm willing, Hashem, to give up my life for you. You don't want me to do that, so I'll do the next best thing. I'll bring a replacement. I'll bring an animal, and the animal's blood will be my blood. It'll be like it's my blood. And the animal's fats will be my fats. V'chulu v'chulu. Like Yitzchak, Ayil tachas b'no. He brought up ayil, and he offered the ayil tachas b'no. A carbon is the Hashem's bread, but it represents the concept of the willingness to die for Hashem, to give up your life for Hashem. Hashem says to Aaron, don't be so impressed. Don't feel bad that the Nesiim, they inaugurated this Mokoyim with Mesiras Nefesh, with the willingness to give up their life to Hashem. Aaron, Shelecha Gidoyla Mishelohem. You're going to light the Neros, and the Neros are lit Mul Pinei HaMenorah. It's going to shed light on the bread that human beings eat, who live. You're going to take the menorah, which is the tool which represents the teaching of Torah. The menorah represents the or of Torah. You're going to teach the Kohanim. Your role as a Kohen is to teach Klal Yisrael how to live, how to dedicate your life to serving Hashem. And this will be the ultimate sanctification of the Mishkan. It's a very big milah to give up your life to Hashem. But it's a much harder madrega to live in honor of Hashem. To give up your life in honor of Hashem, it's all over. It's a one moment deal. It takes a lot of courage. Okay, you can't be a coward. What? It's a much harder avodah to live l'shem shamayim. Aaron, you have to remember there are two types of bread. There's the lechem eloikechem. That is the karbonos. Ki lechem eloikechem hei makrivim. The makriv on the mizbeach, the bread of Hashem. A karbon. Sacrifice. Dying for Hashem. Aaron, don't be impressed. You're going to light the menorah. Mul p'nei menorah. Yoiru shivas haneros. The seven kings are going to illuminate the bread on the shulchan. How is it going to illuminate? Through the menorah. The menorah is Torah. You are the teacher of Torah. You're going to teach people how to live Al Kiddush Hashem. And living Al Kiddush Hashem is the ultimate sanctification of this bias that where Hashem has come to rest His Shechina in this world.
Okay.
The shulchan is mul. What is opposite the menorah? Go back to end of Parashas Pekudei. You should point the menorah is positioned nochach hashulchan, opposite the shulchan. The menorah is on the left. The shulchan is on the right. The ponim of the menorah faces the shulchan. So when the pasuk here says that Aaron shall light the neros el mol pinei hamenorah, the light shall cast its radiance opposite the menorah. Yoiru shivas haneros. Those seven neros are casting its light on the bread. The bread is the bread of man that you eat, and life. L'kiloy al alechem levada yichye ha'adam. The name of this is the great. This is the gnechama that Hashem gave to Aaron HaKohen. Now let's go take a step further. This pasuk that talks about bread being life, bread is what gives man life, is found in connection with another very powerful expression. In Parshas Devarim, I don't remember what Parshas it's in, but the pasuk says, Kiloy al halechem levada ekev, kiloy al halechem levada yichye ha'adam, ki al kol motzah fi Hashem yichye ha'adam. Man does not live alone on bread. You can eat the physical bread, that's not going to do it. You need the Pi Hashem. The Pi Hashem, the command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kedusha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts in this world, that is what gives a man the koyach to live. In this week's parasha, it's primarily about the Masos. We have Aroline the menorah, and then we have the induction of the Levim into the service, and then we have Pesach Sheni, and then we have the Chatzitzrois, we have the Masos, there are a lot of things, there's a lot of things going on here, it's true, I shouldn't say that, what I said before. And later in the parasha, in Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud Aleph, it begins the Masos. And when we begin with the Masos, we find them traveling, and we find here a very unique expression. No, it's not for Nachamisha. Go back to Perik Tes, Pasik Tesvav, Revi, in the fourth Aliyah. Uviyoim Hakim Es Hamishkan Kisa Ha'anon Es Hamishkan Lo'el Ha'idus V'chulu V'chulu, and it begins to describe their journeys. Ulefi Hey Alois, Hey Anon Meal Ha Oyel, the Achre Chain Yisuv Ne Yisrael, the Mekoy Masha Yishkan Shom Oyanon, Yishom Yachud Ne Yisrael, Al Pi Hashem Yisuv Bnei Yisrael, Al Pi Hashem Yachanu. And it goes on, it says this pasuk a few times, for a grand total of 7 times. If you count the number of times it says this expression in this section, the fourth Aliyah of this week's parasha, describing the journeys of Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, it says the expression Al Pi Hashem 7 times. Which tells us that every journey a man takes, whether he travels or whether he comes to stop, it is always Al Pi Hashem. The number 7 obviously is very significant because the number 7 represents the totality of Teva, of nature. And we have to remember that in nature, every single element of nature is always Al Pi Hashem. When you succeed, it's Al Pi Hashem. When Hashem tells you to slow down, take a break, take off some time, it's Al Pi Hashem. Every journey, the Masos of Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar, is a mashal for the private journey every man has in his life, or for the journeys of Klal Yisrael throughout their entire history. Every single moment, every single part of the process is Al Pi Hashem. Now, I want to connect what I just said, this, with what I said in the beginning. We started off by explaining that Aaron was given the Chama, that his Avodah is even greater than the Avodah of the Nisim, because he is going to kindle the Neros, and the Neros are going to shed light on the Lechem. What is the Lechem? What is Lechem? Let's go to the Pasuk that we just said before. The Pasuk of Lechem is, Ki lo yala lechem levada yichyeh ha'adam. Same words. Ki im al pi Hashem. Same expression. Parashas Ekev, we find exactly that same term, al pi Hashem. The Lechem that you eat, that you digest, that gives you life, is Al Pi Hashem. How many Neros are there? 7 Neros. The 7 Neros, this is not like Rashi, I told you, it's not like Rashi. Rashi says the 6 are going to the center. The other Mepharshim say the 7 are all going forward, towards the Shulchan. The 7 Neros, Aaron, he is lighting the 7 Neros to illuminate the bread. It's not a coincidence then, that when Klal Yisrael travels in the Midbar, it says 7 times, Al Pi Hashem Yachnu V'Al Pi Hashem Yisu. The beginning of the parasha is really, everyone asks the question, what in the world is this doing here in this parasha? The lighting of the Neros, I mean, what my high? The lighting of the Neros is something which is a daily avodah. You want to mention it, you can mention it in parasha, you can mention it if you want in parasha Vayakal Pekudei. It doesn't belong here. What? Tetzaveh. What is it doing over here? Everyone asks the question. We don't talk about the Ketores. We don't talk about bringing the Korban Tamid. We don't talk about bringing other Korbanos. All of a sudden, what is this doing over here? The Teretz is, Parsha HaLoischa is the Parsha which begins to some degree the Parsha of the Masos. That's Al Pi Hashem, Moshe is preparing for himself the Chatzitzrois. We learn about the Masos, and we actually begin to travel in the desert, and we learn about Vayhi bin Soha Aron Vayam Moshe, and we're making our final preparations. We try to ask Yisro to join us, This whole parsha, a major theme of this parsha, is all about Rabbi Yisai, it's time to go. Get into the car, pack up your bags, get your knapsack, put on your coat, we're going. The hakdama to begin your journey to Eretz Yisrael, or for that matter, your journey in life, or the journey of Klal Yisrael, is to know Al-Pi Hashem. Al-Pi Hashem Yachanu, the Al-Pi Hashem Yisu. Where does one derive the Pi Hashem? The answer is the Pi Hashem is rooted in the menorah. What is the menorah? The menorah is the koyach of Torah. Who is the teacher of Torah? The Kohanim. The Kohanim, Aaron HaKohen. The parasha begins, Aaron, you are going to teach Klal Yisrael. You are going to be the teacher of Klal Yisrael to bring out the theme of Al-Pi Hashem. There are seven neros in the menorah. The seven neros are going to illuminate the bread. The bread of man is Kiloy Alechem Levada Yichtiv. What are you going to teach Klal Yisrael by illuminating the bread? You're going to teach them Kiloy Alechem Levada Yichye Ha'adam. Ki Im Al Pi Hashem Yichye Ha'adam. It's the Pi Hashem. So how many branches are accomplishing that role? Seven. Now, when we begin to travel in life, it's not a coincidence that when Klal Yisrael find themselves traveling, whatever the situation is, there are seven dimensions of travels. And every dimension of their traveling, Al-Pi Hashem, Yachnu, Al-Pi Hashem, Yisu, it says seven times, Al-Pi Hashem. Where did Klal Yisrael gain that understanding of the seven dimensions of travel, which whatever that, I don't know what that means exactly, seven, Rabbi Yisrael said, it's Teva, it's the totality of nature, of Teva, of nature, the world is created in 7 days, seven represents Olam HaTeva. Where does Klal Yisrael get that ability to recognize that their journey through life, their journey through history is Al-Pi Hashem? That's the hakdam of this parasha. It's because Aaron lit those seven arrows. He lit those seven arrows from the menorah, which was given to him by Hashem, the menorah that was delivered by Har Sinai, who ad yirecho, ad pircho, nikshohi kamareh, asher hero Hashem es Moshe, Hashem shod Moshe, Rashi says in Har Sinai, everything is rooted back in Har Sinai. It's going to illuminate the lechem. The lechem is kiloy la lechem levadik al pi Hashem. Now that you have that understanding of al pi Hashem, now you can begin to travel and journey through life. So there's a direct correlation between the lighting of the neros and the major theme of this parasha, which is the theme of traveling. They both need the Pi Hashem. The lechem is Pi Hashem. It comes to menorah, the seven branches of the menorah, which is all rooted in the hashkafa of connecting yourself to the Torah. Okay, let's go to another idea. This idea is sort of by Wilson Sefer, but makes to this point. It says here in the unique expression, Vayas Kein Aharon, the third pasuk of this parasha, Aaron obeyed Hashem's command. Why does it say the word Kein? It's a beautiful idea. I don't know if it says it was after Medrash. In creation, Hashem created the world in 7 days. The first thing Hashem created was what? The R. Vayom Elokim Yihiyar. Vayihiyar. Vayar Elokim Es Ar Kitoiv. Vayav Elokim In Ar Vein HaChoshech. Vayik Elokim L'Ar Yom V'LaChoshech Karol Mayla. Let's go to day two. Vayom Elokim Yihiyar Kiyah B'Sarach HaMayim. V'Mavdil Bin Mayim L'Mayim. Vayas Elokim Es Rakiya. Hashem made the Rakiya. Let's find the Pasuk at the beginning of this book. It's so hard to find the beginning. Vayom Elokim Yirkiya B'Sarach HaMayim Vayi Vimal Bein Mayim Vayas Elokim Es Rakiya Vayavdel Bein Amayim Asher Mitachas L'Rakiya Uvein Amayim Asher Me'al L'Rakiya Vayihi Chein. It was so. Vayihi Chein. Day 2, day 3. Vayom Elokim Yikavu HaMayim Mitachas Hashem Amlokam Echad V'Sere Hayabasha. Vayihi Chein. It was so. V'chul v'chul. Every single day in Maaseh Bereishis it says Vayihi Chein. It was so. The only place where it does not say that it was so was on day one. On day one, when Hashem created the Or, Vayom Elokim Yihi Or, Vayihi Or. It doesn't say Vayihi Chein. It was so. Now, what's the difference between being Vayihi Or and Vayihi Chein? Well, seemingly, just being is not enough. You got to do it right. The chain has a connotation that it was correct. Kain means, Kain benos slovcha doivers. That they have spoken correctly. The word Cain has a much richer connotation than just so it was. You can do whatever you want, but who says what you're doing is correct? Who says what you're doing is right? Yeah?
The original Or created the first day.
Yeah. Doesn't say Vayihi Cain.
So I'm saying, because that original Or
pre-existed the world. You want
was removed.
Was removed so for a later point in time. So that's where really it touches upon. He's basically saying over here is that what is the R? The R alludes to the R of spirituality, the R of Torah. And indeed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given man the ability to be a partner with him in creation. Hashem created the world with the word Shakai. Sha'omar lo'olam oydai. Hashem said, enough. Let man, I've done enough. Let man come along and finish up the job. How will man finish up creation? By recognizing there's a creator, by being a partner with me in doing mitzvos, and all of that is alluded to the Or of Torah. Here, and it's interesting, this was the very first thing. Aaron finished off the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishkan represents a parallel to creation of this world. We all know that there are 39 Lamed Tes Melachos. Why are there 39 categories of labor? So Chazals make two statements. Because Hashem created the world with 39 acts of creativity, which can be broken down into the 39 malachas. Number two, Chazal say, in the construction of the Mishkan, there were exactly 39 acts of creativity. So what is it? Is it the creation of the world, or is it the creation of the Mishkan? And the answer is, Elu v'elu diri elokim chayim. The creation of the Mishkan was a microcosm of the creation of the world. They parallel one another. When Klal Yisrael created the Mishkan, they were being partners with the Kadosh Baruch Hu in creating the world. But here is the advantage that we have over Hashem. Aaron, when he put on the last sprinkles on the ice cream cone, when he put on that last, the finishing touches on the Mishkan, it was through the lighting of the menorah. That was the final act of inauguration. And what does it say? Vayihi chein. Now, finally, the creation of Or that was put into motion, Maaseh Bereishis, the very, very, very first thing, now finally came to completion with the building of the Mishkan at the very, very end. It was the first act of creativity. Vayom Elokim Yihi Or. Okay, Vayihi Or. It wasn't Vayihi chein. It took all of these years until it came along Klal Yisrael to Mekabel the Torah, to go into the Midbar, to build the Mishkan, and to build the Mishkan, and to establish the Mishkan, and to inaugurate the Mishkan, and now for Aaron to finally to put the icing on the cake, to light the menorah, now the Or is complete. Vayihi chein. Hashem has for himself a place to rest his Shechina in this world. The Or of the Torah, the Or of Hashem is complete. Okay, now I want to just go a little step further. The menorah was divine. It was divine in that it says in Rashi, Asher Her Hashem Es Moshe, Kain Osa Es HaMenorah. So, I didn't know it was the word Kain. Kain Osa Es HaMenorah. I don't want to focus on that. Who made the menorah? Rashi says, the one who made it. Kain Osa Es HaMenorah. It's a funny expression if you think about it. It was been Kain Osa Es HaMenorah. Rashi says, Kenasa, Mishasa, whoever made it. Moshe made it, but Salul made it. Whoever made it. It's not relevant. Umerishagoda, Alidea Kodesh Baruch Hu Nases Me'oleha. Moshe, it was too complicated to know exactly what this looks like. That looks like the Kaftu, the Ferach. What this looks like, the Gevian, 3, 22, the numbers, 9, 18 Tvachim, the branches, like the Lubavitch, a V? Or is it round? It doesn't, by the way, it doesn't work. The weight of the metal, if it's made from pure gold, there's no way in the world, the branches, scientists have told us, there's no way in the world you can, the menorah, the weight of the branches can be supported with the way we have it described in the Torah. It doesn't go. It's impossible. So maybe there's some science that we're not aware about. Maybe it was miraculous. It says here, Al-Yidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Na'aseis Me'aleha. It was made. Moshe threw in a mass of gold into the fire, and miraculously it came out. Is that a mila or a chasara? So I saw in a sefer, I don't remember where I saw this. Maybe I saw this Rav Yosher Ber. Maybe I saw it over here. I don't think so. Could be I saw it over here in the Mesoras Harav. Just a new edition, Mr. Rav, who gave me his gift. This. Maybe I saw this. They touch upon this question: is that a milo or a chesaron? And the suggestion is that's a chesaron. That's a problem. The purpose of making the Mishkan is that we should make the Mishkan. We should be the one who brings into this world the Or, Cain. It's our contribution to this world. Hashem made the world, and Hashem said, I'm leaving something over for you to finish up. And the most significant thing that we're going to finish up is bringing the Or. The Mishkan didn't last. The Beis HaMikdash didn't last. I mean, we sinned. We sinned multiple times in the Midbar, Eretz Yisrael, Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni. Obviously, there's something wrong with us. Obviously, we have not yet completed the job. Because if we really completed the mission in being a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Ma'aseh Bereishis, then there would not have been a Churban, and the world would be perfect, and wouldn't hear the horrors that go on in this world. The world would have achieved the state of Shlemus to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to serve Hashem the way we should serve Hashem. Something went wrong. Where is the root of what went wrong? And the answer is the menorah. The fact that we could not on our own make the menorah, we had to have a divine assistance, means Hashem is still running the show. Hashem is always running the show. But man has been, we were unable at this point in time, it's like a sad note. This parash, Parash Ma'aloyscha, begins a series of very sad events. Okay, Tinek HaBorech Beis HaSefer, the Misoininim, they complain about the Mon. I mean, it's all downhill from here. It's all downhill. From starting with Parash Ma'aloyscha. There are a lot of nice things also, but there are a lot of the, why, going back to the, why is this mentioned over here, Ma'aloyscha? What is this doing over here? We're finishing the Mishkan. We're coming to the very, very last thing. The very last thing is to light the menorah. Chaval. The menorah, we didn't make the menorah. The menorah had to be given to us by Hashem.
Didn't Shlomo HaMelech make copies of the menorah?
He made 10 menorahs. But they still
had. How did he do that if it was divine?
Once he already had it, they had the blueprint, you can copy it.
But you said it made. Physically, was it possible?
So you're right. So I don't know. So maybe his menorahs were different. Maybe they were not pure gold. I don't know. I don't know the answer. He made 10 additional menorahs. But Moshe Rabbeinu, the parasha is beginning on a sour note. Not a sour note. Just telling us, look at my celebrations. Vayar l'kemesor ki toif. Hashem already foresaw that it's too good for this world. It's not kedai that the Rishoyim should be nene from the Or in this world. So Hashem took the Or and he put the Or in Geniza for the Most HaMashiach L'Asulava. There's a parallel to that. Because we are not roi for the Or, we were not able to make the menorah on our own. The building of the Mishkan and the building of all of these Kelim is our contribution. It's our partnership with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we would have been able to make the menorah on our own and light the menorah, Mashiach would have come. That means the Or would have been Sholem, would have been 100% complete. It would have shed light on the Lechem. Ki lo yal alechem levada yichya adam ki al pi Hashem. We would have fully absorbed the pi Hashem and that's it. But we had training wheels. We had training wheels. The training wheels were Hashem had to give us the menorah. So that means it wasn't purely our own. It wasn't purely our own. So when you take away the training wheels, we fall. We fall. The Mikdash wasn't going to last forever. It was a good start. Okay, it's a good start. You have to start somewhere. But this parasha begins for a purpose to explain to you why everything else goes downhill from here. It's because Cain Osa Es HaMenorah. It was a beautiful event. The Chanukah Es HaMishkan. It was unbelievable. The most magnificent accomplishment in the world has ever seen. They built the Mishkan, they erected the Mishkan, they offered the Nesim, offered all the Korbanos, and now we're holding at the very, very last moment. The last thing is to light the menorah. And we say, Lu chaval, good try, but no cigar. It's Kain Osa, Misha Asah, the one who made it. If it would have said Kain Osa Moisha es Hamanoira, Kain Osa Bitzal es Hamanoira, Kain Osa Yisrael es Hamanoira, that would have been the end. That would have been the shlemus, the completion. But we needed the extra divine assistance, and that came with a very great price, that it shows that we're not roy to fulfill our tafkin in this world. And unfortunately, we have yet oit chazon lamoy. There's more that yet that needs to be accomplished.
But the requirements for the menorah were physically impossible to put it together, so they were assigned something that was not shy to do.
So maybe, I don't know the answer to the question. Maybe it was Shaykh. Maybe, I don't know. You're right, I don't know. Hashem showed him the image. Okay. It's an interesting idea. Moshe, the Maisa, he said Hashem should, the Maisa Yadech, they would emphasize this, you are Maisa. I just want to end, this is a new idea to me. It's a very profound idea that I saw somewhere, is that we always know we're brainwashed. Wow, the menorah, Hashem gave us the menorah, it came out of Shemayim, they put the eshes in the fire. Wow, and it's so supernatural. That's not a milah. It's not a milah that it should be supernatural. The milah is you should earn your keep. We're only here in this world to deal with nisyonos, to overcome the nisyonos, and through that, we earn our portion in the next world. So if we're over here, we're getting a free lunch, it's not a milah. And being that the Mishkan represents the ultimate avoda of this world, to bring a mokom of hashuas hashlin into this world, and the icing on the cake, the very last thing is the lighting of the menorah, that's the very, very gemar, it's sad. Kain Osa es Hamanora, Rashi, Misha Asa, whoever made it. Who made it? Umedush Agoda, Ali Dea Kodesh Varuchu, Nase Sneo Leha. Free lunch is not what we're here for. And Mimela, Oit Chazon Lamoyed, and Mimela, everything from this parasha begins the process of going downhill.
Yet, there's a Medush that Moshe Rabbeinu would have gone in there just to always make the Shvut not have been Chorim.
All right, so you have to work. I have to put everything in the proper perspective. Good, because there were chesronos, the mela. They're all connected. They're all interconnected. You have to put everything in the proper perspective. But it's a very interesting idea. Not necessarily. There was Miraglim. Each one has its unique. Sin, unique evil. Meraglim, the Messiah.
Idol worship is not necessarily the worst.
The other one, chavera, it can be worse. The complaining, being a kofi toiv, can be worse. Each avera had its unique place. The Meraglim, the Egel, the Misoinim, Koirach, there were 10 Nisyonos. Each one has its unique feature. It's a combination together. Everything builds on the other. Okay, let's go to another idea. We have over here the Asaf Suf Asher Bikir Bo His Avu Tava. We have over here in this parasha the Asaf Suf. What is the translation of this very funny word, Ho Asaf Suf? I think the article says the mixed multitude. What does it mean? The mixed multitude? The Erev Rav people. The Riff Raff.
Kind of similar.
Okay, were they Democrats, Republicans? Who were they? Who were they? The Asaf Suf. What was their political affiliation? The Asaf Suf. It's a very funny word. Lashon of Asefa. Asefa means like a multitude, people who came together. Everyone had an agenda, they came together. It's an Asefa, a group, an Asefa. Asefa means death. Asefa means gathering. People who came together to make trouble. They came together, that was amongst the Jewish people. All of a sudden, his avu tava, they had a desire to have a desire. They were looking for trouble, and they said to Moshe, we're sick and tired of the mud. We remember the good old days, we had fish. Ah, nothing like good fish. Salmon, smoked salmon, and we had the melons, watermelon, avtiach, bitzolim, onions, what?
It was herring.
Herring. whatever it was, but they remembered the melons and the herring and all of these very interesting vegetables with fish, and they are sick and tired, that's what they say, of the man. They had a time, they wanted meat, they also wanted meat, they wanted sloth. What is this word here? What exactly is going behind? I saw it's a very short idea. It's a very short... What? What is the idea? I saw something very interesting. We know that there are 22 letters in the alphabet, plus an additional 5, for a total of 27. The additional 5 are the end letters. What are the end letters? Man Sepuch. Mem, Nun, Pei, Men, Nun, Tzadi, Pei, Chof. Man Sepuch. Chazal tell us, Man Sepuch, Tzoyfim, Amorim. The Man Sepuch, it was established by the prophets, which means we always had it. They're the ones who told us when to use it, in the beginning of the word, end of the word, whatever it is. It relates to a concept of the Tzoyfim, of the prophets. Chazal also tell us, I don't remember all the details, but Man Sepuch represents the letters of redemption. Classic letter is Pei. Pokoi Pokadati. Right? Pei, Hashem, the doubling of the letter, Hashem told Moshe, the code word is, save them, Pokod Pokadati, that's the key word. When Hashem told Avraham, it's time for you to leave your homeland and become the father of a nation, Lech Lecha. There is a doubling of the Chaf. Lech Lecha. That's the last letter. Ke Yitzchak, ki otzamta mi menu. There are two mems. Mi menu. These are drashas. These there are different expressions we find in Chumash, in Tanakh, where the letters, where there is an unusual expression. An unusual expression alludes to a new stage in our development of bringing the ultimate redemption. And these letters, which capture different psukim, are captured in these letters. Man Sepach. Mem, I think Man Sepach is Yitzchak. Ki Otzamta Mimenu. The nun is Hatsileni no miad ochim miad eitz miad esav Hatsileni no. So how that's being saved from Edoin. That's a geula l'asalav Hatsileni no. Okay, the tzadi is tzvi la tzadik, means beauty for the righteous. That's a pasuk in Yeshaya, and that refers to the coming of Mashiach. Tzvi la tzadik. Let me say it. Tzvi beauty. We had it today. La tzadik. The pay is. Today the pay is pakoy pakadati and the chaf is lech lecha. This is a chazal tzoyfim. Tzoyfim represents prophecy, represents a time of, represents stages in development of gulam klal Yisrael. So I saw a very fascinating idea that the word the gematria. You all know that I'm not a gematria. I apologize every week for telling you that. I always tell you gematria anyway. But man sepach is gematria 280, right? 280. Veho asaf suf. Supposedly, the hay and the aleph is not part of the sherish, and the sherish of this word of mixed multitude, those two letters, ho'a are prefix or vowel to prefixes in the word, saf suf. The saf suf. Saf suf is also the gematria exactly 280. So, okay, we start with the question, what is this bizarre word? Veho asaf suf, the mixed multitude. This gematria, whatever, I'm not a gematria, but it opens up for us an understanding of people, why people look to make trouble. These are a disturbed group of people, the asafsof. His avu tava. They had a desire to have a desire to make trouble. That's really what it means. And they went ahead and they made a lot of trouble. They made the Klal Yisrael. Where do we find people making trouble in our history? Shabsai Tzvi. We find the Bnei Ephraim in the time of Yitzias, when they went out 30 years early, they said, well, it's time to go. We made a calculation. It's time to leave. 400 years since whenever it was, it's time to leave. I'm not a bucky in history, but the gist that I get is when there are people who want to bring change prematurely. They want geula. They want geula, and they're right. I mean, that's what it's all about. There's no question about it. That's all about to bring gula. But you know, that's a danger. There's also a danger. The danger is we're very impetuous people, and everything has to be a sakol osa yofe bi'itai. And if Shabsai Tzvi is not Mashiach, he's not Mashiach. Mashiach, halavai Mashiach should come today. But you have to know it's time for Mashiach. You have to know what you have to know. Look, the Gemara talks about that Hashem made a Shavua, and this is a little controversy. The Satan philosophy, you know, the whole ideology is that Hashem made a Shavua that you're not allowed to conquer, take back Eretz Yisrael. Hashem adjured us, don't take a Shavua. So we are all of the opinion, 90% of Klal Yisrael is that Shavua is a bottle. V'chul, there are 100 reasons why that whole Gemara does not apply. But it only became bottle recently. It only became bottle in recent times, according to 90% of Klal Yisrael. That but Hashem says, don't push it. Don't take Eretz Yisrael by force. Don't bring the Gula before its right time. Yeah, like I told you, that whole concept is no longer, according to many opinions, with the exception of the Satmarov, is no longer in force for a whole variety of reasons. But it existed until a certain period of time in history. No one's denying that. No one is going to deny that it did exist for a certain period of time. Why not? Bring Mashiach. No. There's a time for everything. Es hakol ose yofe bi'ito. V'ho asa suf is the same gematria as mansapach. They have it in them, the stirring of, let's get the show on the road. Let's bring Mashiach. Mansapach tzayfim arim, the mansapach captures the concept of geula. Geula. Ki atzamtu mimenu. Lech lecha. Pokoy pokadati. Tzvi letzadik. It's an honorable and a valuable and a virtuous midah goal, but you gotta be careful. You gotta know your boundaries. You got this hagbol by matan Torah Hashem hagbel asam v'kidashto. Everything has to be in balance. With balance, everything has to be according to das Torah, and everything has to, you have to tread very carefully in knowing when to push and when not to push. In life, very more from the biggest nisyonos in life is to continue doing what you've been doing. Many people face burnout at some point in time, and what they're doing a wonderful thing, and they face burnout and they have a dilemma. You know, enough already. I can call it quits. Too much agmas nefesh, too much this, too much that. I just want to call it quits. Is that the right thing to do? So more often than not, the nisayon you have now is to keep on doing what you're doing. Many times, just the opposite. It's time to quit. You know, the nisayon of life is get moving, get yourself where you need to be. Get to the next stage in your life. You have to move on. Don't be stagnant. Don't sit where you are. But sometimes, adraba, the nisayon is just stay. Do what you're doing. Keep what you're doing. Al pi Hashem. Yachanu v'al pi Hashem yisohu. Yachanu means, doesn't just mean to come to a stop. What is the deeper meaning? The deeper meaning of this week's parasha, al pi Hashem yachanu. Yes, the average person will tell you means we're traveling, we're going 90 miles an hour, right? We're in the car, on the highway, on the 17, wherever you're going, you're on cruise control. Al pi Hashem yachanu. The GPS says, pull over at the next exit. Get on to the next exit. Hashem is telling you, Yachanu, get off the road. Get off the road. You have reached your destination. That's Pashup Pshat. But that's not the only Pshat. Al-Pi Hashem Yachanu means you're at your rest stop. I've already pulled over. I'm at McDonald's. I'm having lunch. I pulled over, went to the Beis HaKisa and took out my lunch. I'm sitting there and Hashem says, Al pi Hashem yachanu, don't go yet. Remain where you are. Don't stop. You're traveling and remain where you are. It's not yet time to go. Yachanu, remain in your position. This is the nisayon, and this is the nisayon of the asafsof. The asafsof is mansapach.
Where are you going, Rabbi Skye?
What?
You say it's not time to stop, keep going. Where is the person supposed to be going?
To your next stage of life, wherever everyone that's relative to your situation. We all can relate to different situations in life when we have a sign that it's time to move on to the next job, or it's time to, you know, to stay where you are. I know for I had a very good opportunity to give a daf yomi. I was giving daf yomi for a year and a half. My father was nifter. I missed giving daf yomi very much, so I got very, very lucky, and I got a great opportunity to give a daf yomi, and I gave a daf yomi for a year and a half, and it was a disaster. I don't want to say that. It was just no good. And I just thought, it's not kedai, I'm going to quit. And I quit. And now I look back and I realize it was a very big mistake. It's clear to me now that all of the problems that were going on and giving this stuff yoni, it was the wrong thing to do. It was the wrong thing to quit. I should have just worked it out. So you learn from that. I'm telling you a personal example of life. I mean, everyone has their own examples, and everyone has a million examples. There are times when you have problems, and the sign is just stick it out. Keep on going on. And then there's the sign is don't. You got to move on. You know, it's time to make a living. It's time to leave Kolo. It's time to quit your job. It's time to get married. It's time to, this is the nisayon of life. When al pi Hashem yachanu, the al pi Hashem yisohu. And yachanu doesn't just mean you're traveling and now it's time to retire. Yachanu means to stay where you are. I'm here, I'm doing something. The nisayon is al pi Hashem, stay where you are. The ho'asafsuf, they have that problem. They are leaning in the wrong direction. They are from the people of the Mansepach. The Mansepach captures an essence of a desire, a tekufa, of going to the next stage. Wonderful. It's kedai to go to the next stage. Where? But es hakol osa yofa
bi'itoi.
Where
are they going?
What? Oh, so let me say a little bit more. I left a one very important piece of ingredient. It says in the Medrash, it doesn't answer your question totally, but it says in the Medrash a little bit, it says in the Medrash is that in Mitzrayim, Zocharnu es hadog, Hashem lechal b'Mitzrayim chinam. The Medrash says, what's the dog? What fish? What are you talking about? We remember the dog shalivyosan that we ate in Mitzrayim.
That's because the word nochal is future tense.
Future tense, Hashem lechal. So what does it mean then? They said that in Egypt, we had much more optimism for our future. And when we were in Egypt, Moshe gathered us on Shabbos. He gave us shiurim, and we were slaves. We had absolutely nothing. But you know, our hashkafa in life, our goals, our she'ifa for achieving, to accomplishing spiritually, building a nation, raising families, was much better. We were thinking about Mashiach. When we were in slaves in Egypt, Zocharnu es hadog asher noichal, we remember that we were thinking about the dog shel leviyosan, we were flying high. And here we are, we're in the desert, 40 years, nafshenu yivesha. Yeah, it's wonderful, we're in Kollel, we have man, everything is good, we're learning 24/7, but you know something, there's something missing. There's something missing. We're here in Kollel, we got it all, we got everything we can possibly want, this is the dream, we're living the American dream. We're living the dream of the slaves of Egypt. We're living their dream. And you know something? There's just something not satisfying. You have this. People, you know, told people Lakewood. They got it all. This is what they wanted. You have the whole you being supported and you're learning full time and you're in the system. And you know, some people there's something missing. There's something. So what do they want to do? Let's innovate. Hisavu tava, let's go and have basar. Let's try to go and have some type of innovation. Let's shake up the system. Shake up the system so we can once again go back to that she'ifa for Mashiach, Zocharnu es hadoga. Mansepach! The Osafsuf is Bigamatria Mansepach. Just like when they were in Egypt, Zocharnu es hadoga, they were holding in the Madreg of Mansepach, Mansepach, it was Mashiach. Soifin, Amorim. In Egypt, these people also. Teretz says, you're right, you're missing something in life, but you're going too far. You know, there's a problem, we have to reassess, we evaluate, we have to shake up the system, but don't go, don't become a rebel. Don't go and rebel against Moshe Rabbeinu and Hesavu Tava and complain about the mon and this and that. There's something wrong with the system, so we'll fix the system. But don't destroy the system. I'm not aware. Okay, Baruch Shekivanti. Okay, let's go to another idea. We're running out of time. I thought we can do a lot more, but let's talk about Yisro. Okay, Yisro is a very fascinating parasha here. Yisro says to Moshe about the travel. And Moshe all of a sudden has a conversation with Yisro. Vayoyme Moshe l'choyvav ben Ruel. This is Yisro Hamidyani. Chosed so many tiles. He loved the Torah. He was the son of Ruel Hamidyani. Chosed Moshe noisim anachnu el hamakom asher amar Hashem oisro etin lochem. We're going to Eretz Yisrael, and according to Rashi, we'll be there in 3 days. 3 days, not 40 years. Okay, this was before all the problems began. 3 days, Rashi says. Come, Lou, get on the bus. We have a seat for you in the front. Get on the bus. Noisim anachnu el hamakom asher amar Hashem oisro etin lochem lochayitanu veitavnu lach ki Hashem diber toiv al Yisrael. By the way, this pasuk is a Google pasuk. Chassidim, I don't know if you do it today, but they used to sing when they went to shul, Erev Shabbos, Parshas Bahaloscha. So it says, Rabbi Wilson quotes this, they used to sing when they went to the mikvah, when they went to shul, I'm not exactly sure both, when they approached this Shabbos, when you go to shul today, you should all dance in the street, because in this parsha, where do you have a parsha? You have a pasuk that says, Ki Hashem diber toiv al Yisrael. What? I don't know what to do, but such a beautiful pasuk, to have such a Shabbos, to absorb, to be shy of such a beautiful promise. Hashem, where do you find Hashem diber toiv al Yisrael? So this is what Moshe said to Yisrael. Now, what is shocking. Thank you, but no thank you. I'm not going with you. I'm not getting on the bus. I'm getting in my car, my jalopy, I'm going back where I came from. Loyelech.
Where is this
pasuk? This is in Pasuk Perik Yud Pasuk Choftes. Vayoymer Elov Lo Eilech. I'm not going. Ki imel artzivil moladiti elech. I'm going back home. Rashi really tells us why. It's really a medrash. Rashi says that, what's in it for me? I'm a ger. A ger does not get a portion of the land. No real estate. Everyone here is a from birth Jew. And they're going to get a piece of land in Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to get nothing. I'm not going to get any land. I'm a ger. Ger is not yerush the land. So what's in it for me? I'll go back home. There I have land. I have real estate. I have assets. I have wealth. I have comfort. I'm going to come and be a schnorr in Eretz Yisrael and go rent an apartment in the basement somewhere in a parking lot. I don't have no real estate. What's in it for me? I'm going back home. That's what will come out with Rashi. That's what Rashi says in the Medrash. Shocking thing. So what does Moshe say? Vayoyim and Moshe says, Yisrael, my father, you're making a very big mistake. You're right, in the Chanami, you're not going to get land. First of all, some of the Farshim say, he says, you will get land. Whoever's Chelik is going to be built the Beis HaMidrash will get the Doishner Shal Yerichai. Okay, so there's a whole drasha, you will get land, but let's put it all aside. Moshe says, Al no tazoy vaysanu, don't leave us. Ki al ken yodata chanasin b'midbar v'hayislan le'noyim. And here are the key words, v'hayo ki seylechimanu. The Haya, the word Toiv here appears three times. Tos says the word Toiv even really five times in this whole section, but it says here in this one passage three times, the Haya, HaToiv, HaHu, Asher, Yetiv, Hashem Imanu, VeHeitavnu Lach. What are you talking about? You're not going to get land. Is that what it's all about? The Toiv that Hashem will be native to us, He'll be native to you. And that's the end of the story. He does not even tell us what happens. It's like a cliffhanger. Doesn't tell us if he went or not. He went, because we learn later on that Ubnei Chayvav, Chayisim Moshe, they had land and they were told by Korach to move away because they're going to be destroyed. So L'chari, they did go. He did go. But doesn't say it explicitly that he went. What is Moshe's answer? So I believe the answer is, I didn't see this anywhere, I believe it's Poshet, is that in Parashas Kisisa. Hashem says to Moshe, guess what? I'm not going, you worship the eagle? I'm not going with you. I'm not going to travel with you into Eretz Yisrael. You want to go? Go, take a malach. Take a malach, and the malach will take you and go into Israel. I'm not coming with you. Moshe says to Hashem, if you're not coming with us, we're not going. No thank you for your malachim. Your malachim can stay home. If you're not coming with us, we're not going nowhere. And Hashem says, okay, you got me. I agree, I'm coming, and you know what? Then Moshe says, oh, I see, it's a shasa kosher. I see now Hashem's in a good mood. He agreed to come with us. Maybe, hareini nos kivaydecha. While you're at it, let me see your tefillin. While you're at it, let me see. So Hashem says, don't ask too much. Don't push it. But you know what? I'll pass over all of my goods upon you. Now let me read you those words, those very beautiful words in Parshas Ki Sisa. Ki Sisa. So here we're dealing with the traveling of Hashem. It's all part of the same parasha. Hashem, are you coming with us? Hashem says, no, my Malach's going to go. So, okay, fine, I'll come. And not only will I come with you, I will bring with me and with you and upon you all of my blessing. Here it is. Let me just read you some of the psukim to get everything in context. Vayomer v'ato. Vayomer Moshe Hashem re'ato amir lai halas amazere. V'ato nomad. Vayomer lof. Im ein panecha ye panecha holchim al taleinu mizeh. Moshe says to Hashem, Hashem, if you're not coming, we're not going. Don't give us any replacements. And I want to know that you're coming. The only way we're going to have confidence in going is haloi belechtecha imanu. If you're not coming, then forget it. Vayoymer Hashem el Moshe. Okay. Gam es hadavar hazesher dibarta ese. Okay, I'm asking, I'm coming. Why? Ki matzasa chein beinai vo eidoacha b'shem. And then Hashem says, vayoymer, to prove to you that I'm coming with you, to show you that you have found chein, vayoymer, ani avir kol, here's the key word, to thee, al ponecha. I'm coming because you have found favor in my eyes, and to show you that you have found favor in my eyes, that I'm coming with you, the proof in the pudding will be, I'm going to pass over you kol tuvi, al ponecha. V'korosi v'shem Hashem l'fanecha v'chanosi es asher achon v'richanti es asher achem. And what is the tuvi? What is the tuvi? The Mefarshim say is, the yud gimel midos harachamim. The yud gimel midos harachamim, this is called the tuvi. What is unique to Klal Yisrael? The Goyim do not have the ability to call upon Hashem with the Yud, the Gimel Midos HaRachamim, that Hashem will find Chen, and Hashem will always travel with us in our journey through life and through history. Yisrael says to Moshe, I'm not coming. There's nothing in it for me. So Moshe said, well, you don't have land. That's why you were not coming with us. Moshe says to Yisrael, you know, I also had a conversation with Hashem about going into Eretz Yisrael. And Hashem said he's not coming. And Hashem finally agreed to come. And Hashem told me he's coming. Not only did he tell us he's going to come to give us land, but when he told me that he's coming with me, with Klal Yisrael, he told me that he's going to bring with him, with us, Kol Tuvi, the Yud Gimel Midoy Sarachanim. Yisrael, you're a fool. Just because you don't have land, so you don't have land. It's kedai to live in the land as a pauper to be merit the bracha of being shoyev the yud gimel midos harachamim. This is a very powerful musar hat. We live in Eretz Yisrael. It's no secret that the founders, some of the founders, a select few of the founders, the goal of creating a homeland, a state of Israel, unfortunately, they were tinuk shenishba, they didn't know better. Just the land, you know, it's just a homeland, have some security, be like all the other nations. Okay, you can't blame anyone. But we who, Baruch Hashem, who have been brought up with Der HaTorah, knows it's not about the land. It's not about having a nice apartment. It's not about the beauty. The Baruch of Eretz Yisrael is the Hoya HaToiv Asher Yetiv Hashem Lanu Hitav Nulach. It's the Kol Tuvi that Hashem promised to accompany us into Eretz Yisrael. It's the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim that is found in Eretz Yisrael. The bracha being in Eretz Yisrael, you learn the Mordechai Yisrael, is the bracha of the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. So I want to mention this haftarah on Parashat Chukosah. We'll finish up with this very quickly. I heard this var, it's in reference to a Musa Shmus, the Bachim, to Shidduchim. But it's a very powerful part, but it has nothing to do with this parasha, but if you extrapolate to Yisro, it's a very easy crossover. Parashas Tukukosai is a very horrifying haftarah. Parashas Tukukosai, if you find the haftarah, it's the difference between the person who's blessed and the person who's cursed. Okay, what does it say in the pasuk over here? Arur hagever. Koyamar Hashem. This is very, very frightening. It doesn't get worse than this. Arur hagever. Cursed be the man. Asher yiftach ba'adam. Has faith in man. V'sam basar zira. He sets his own flesh to be his power. Umin Hashem yosur libo. He turns away from Hashem. A person who puts his confidence in himself. Koychi v'yitzim yadi. Asher chayar azeh. Cursed be such a person. What's the curse? Okay, this is really, really scary. V'hoya ke'ar'or ba'arav. It will be like a weed in a desert land. Now hear the words. V'lo yireh ki yavoy tov. That's the curse. The curse is to be blind and not to see, appreciate something that's good. I'll tell you, the verse I heard is that Shidduchim is called tov. Loy tov heyois adam levadam. So a shidduch is good. If a person is presented with a good shidduch and is foolish to reject it, Achmanu Litzlan, you're putting yourself in this pasuk. V'lo yireh ki yavoy toiv. On the other hand, but a person, Baruch Hagev Hashem yiftach b'Hashem, v'hoya Hashem yiftach, v'hoya, then the brach is, he sees the toiv. His leaves. His children. He will be successful. That's the var. But when you take this var and you apply it to this week's parasha, Moshe is telling Yisro, Yisroi, don't be from the Aror. We're going into Eretz Yisrael. You're right. You're going to be a pauper. You're going to live in a basement, in a park. They have now, unfortunately, there's a housing crisis there. So people live in parking lots. They build apartments in parking lots where there are no windows and the conditions are horrible. That's what's going to happen to you. You're right. But Yisrael, that's not what it's all about. It's about Ani Avir Kol Tuvi Al Ponecha. Don't be the Oror. That's V'lo Yireh Ki Yavoy Toif. That's the Musa Haskel of life. Life. The Nisayin always is. It's not as it seems. On the surface, it seems one way. But many times, more often than not, deep, deep down inside, underneath the hood, there's a lot of toif. And the goal is to see the toif, to be from the Baruch HaGever, Asher Yiftach Basha, V'Hoya Hashem Yiftachai, to be what Moshe Rabbeinu said to Yisro, V'Hoya HaToiv Ahu Asher Yetiv Hashem Imanu, Hitav Nuloch. This is an assignment that we take with us into this parasha of a one of Shabbos.
It's also the yard side of the three young men.
Yeah.
Who are murdered in Gilad, Ayal, and Naphtali. It's also the yard side of my grandparents and family. So went up to
the Shabbos.